under wet skies. Mama rubs my belly when it aches, kneading it gently without speaking a word. Open palms slip over coconut oil, spread like butter on my flesh, then pulls back with soft knuckles, soothing the hurt. It's the touch on touch of love. It's the repetition of the movement that is the medicine. Dough for bread am I. I am a slow rising of my mother's baking. No. When they said the word Alzheimer's, Mama shook her head. Eyebrows crossing into burning crucifixes, turned her eyes away and said, no. Mama would feel everything and always all at once. Mama slammed her foot on the floor over and over, fists thumping the air. Mama is scared. They call it paranoia, but I call it a manifestation, a calling up of the trauma buried deep down, 67 years deep down, like a good, silent Samoan woman should. Mama wraps her arm in mine to steady her walk. Mama moves slower now. I fear not seeing her siva. When her memory wanders, Mama is confused. Weaving the missing parts, time collapsing in her speech, she uses her Samoan tongue to find her way back. Language is the hook. We're at a coffee club in St. Luke's. Mama uses the wrong side of the knife to cut her chicken. Without speaking, I reach out and gently turn her knife over for her. She slowly looks up and smiles a sorry, and I try to not let my tears fall in front of her.